How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, here to discuss Justified, Episode 2, Season 5, entitled The Kids Aren't Alright. So before we get started, a bit of sad news, that next season will be Justified's last season, as it was announced. And yeah, that's it. The party's almost over, so let's enjoy it while we can. But getting into this episode entitled The Kids Aren't Alright, we have Raylan gets a new car. He doesn't buy one, but I wouldn't call it stealing, but let's say he borrows one for the time being. Pretty nice one, too. Nice Mercedes. Boyd is in a bit of a pickle involving a few of the Canadian, I don't want to call them drug lords, but say the Canadian drug deal that is supposed to go down. We have a few familiar faces, one of which is Loretta. She's involved with a few drug dealers. We have some new faces, one of which is the famous Wood Harris. You all know him as Avon Barksdale. He makes a nice little cameo in this episode. He plays one of the drug deals, so that's pretty interesting to see. And we have a character by the name of Allison, played by the beautiful Amy Smart. Loretta's social worker, and she could be Raylan's new love interest in the very near future. So that seems pretty interesting. But back to Justified Episode 2. I mean, this was, I would say, the funniest episode throughout this entire series. At least for the first 15 to 20 minutes, you're just dying laughing. Then every scene, the dialogue, the character interaction, especially involving Raylan. I mean, in this episode, it's like Raylan, like we never seen him. It is, but at the same time, it's like he just doesn't care. You know, he's the same calm, cool, and collected self. You know, he's got his swag, you know, his calm, smooth walk. He's got the cowboy boots, the cowboy hat, you know, the gun in his holster, his star sheriff badge, marshal badge, whatever you want to call it. And it just now, like so far this season, like it just seems like nothing seems to bother him. He's like, all right, this is my life. I'm a U.S. marshal. I am not necessarily a family man. This is my life here in Harlan County. So now, you know, this episode is mainly about Raylan trying to get Loretta out of a jam. A few storylines that take place. We have Boyd, obviously, still trying to convince Ava that everything's going to be okay while she's locked up in jail. And he even knows that he's kind of screwed. You know, he's got so many things going on right now that aren't going his way. He knows it. His associates know it. And even his, I would say, like his new right-hand man, Wynn Duffy, kind of knows it. And he also has a new, I would say, a bit of a problem in new character Mara. So that, from last week, the Octavian accent, or from Latvia. So he's got some stuff going on over there. His on-screen time is hilarious as well. Interesting dialogue, very funny, very comedic. It's funny with Boyd. I mean, he's one of the most interesting characters, like I said, on this show. He goes from being, you know, the nasty white supremacist to smooth-talking businessman, and he does it with such conviction and such poise that, I mean, in a way, you can't take him seriously, but at the same time, I mean, he pulls, Walton Goggins, he just pulls the character off. I mean, it's just brilliant. So, this has to be one of his best characters that he portrays on TV. I mean, he's no Venus Van Damme, but he's up there. It's really, for all you Sons of Anarchy fans, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I mean, getting back to, you know, to Raylan, I mean, the episode was interesting. The only downfall to the episode is you don't see that showdown between him and Wood Harris's character, you know, Ms. Avon Barksdale. I mean, I also forgot to mention Dewey Crow's cousin. Towards the end of the episode, comes to town, and I guess you know, from here on out, we'll see what he has to offer. But you know, in terms of laughter and you know, on-screen dialogue, I mean, this episode was absolutely hilarious. There was no drama. There was no There's no suspense, just sure laughter. And to top it off, we have Art, who is investigating a case that took place, a murder that took place actually last season involving Nikki Augustine. And looks like things are going to get a little interesting for Rayling and crew. So we'll see what happens there. But Art is suspicious, and Boyd also has like I said, a Canadian drug deal that's it's gone pretty south. So all these things meshing together should make a pretty cool season 5. With that said, I'm Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com. Until next time.